Hi guys, good morning. I'm starting a new segment. For now, it's just me talking about random things that come through my mind. So yeah, this morning I woke up and I went on WhatsApp. I saw a status of someone I knew, and the person was talking about how he has a female friend that is in Sweden that moved out of her parents' house, and then she was supported by the government. And she was able to pay for rent and take care of herself, basically, without her parents' help. In his opinion, he thinks the government is enabling her to be lazy by allowing her to not work and to be able to get care of herself, basically, by not working. So she's being lazy. Apparently, in Nigeria, the pain and suffering that we go through is better because it makes us better innovators. Well, my first question is, innovator no go chop? Like, I need to ask that question. Like, innovator no go chop? First of all, let me ask this question. If not by suffering and pain, why isn't Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, why didn't they come from Nigeria? Why not from Yankee they come from? Because let me get this. If you think you would put someone in America that has made mad steps or mad innovations in different aspects of technology and then bring him to Nigeria and put him under different conditions and think he would be able to do the same thing, or more, Udi Jones. You know what I mean? Say, if Bill Gates was in Nigeria, for example, or Steve Jobs, and they moved out of their parents' house and dropped out of school, and the government does not support them, and their parents are typical Nigerian parents where they say, oh, how you know they go school? We know they support you again. If hunger wire him for like 1 week, he no go forget his dreams, come back. Like, I know it's about tenacity and perseverance and fighting despite them. But guy, you reason say white person go through it in Nigeria and they go through and then he no go give up. See, I disagree, man, honestly, because we don't even, like in Nigeria, for example, we have to depend on the government, not because we want to, because we don't have a choice. The things that are in the country are basically controlled by the government. Electricity is controlled by the government. Water is controlled by the government to an extent. Like, even basic technology is controlled by the government to an extent, because our technology is only as good as what NCC approves most of the time. Like, anything that comes up can get banned by the government. Your business can get shut down in a day. So, me, I don't agree you at all, honestly. I feel like the government helping you and you being lazy, there's no correlation. Like, if you're going to be lazy, you'll be lazy regardless. Like, there are Nigerians that are suffering but are lazy. So, you can't tell me it's because, that they have not suffered enough. Honestly, nah. People that are lazy can be lazy. People that are hardworking can still be hardworking. It doesn't correlate with the government helping. The government helps because they have to. If the government is controlling the resources, at least Mona give us electricity now, at least. Like, let's be secure. Let's not die. Like, let me not go out of the house and then fear that I'll get kidnapped, to be honest. Like, how am I supposed to create the next technology? I mean, the next operating system if before I reach burnout, if you catch me for road. Child, that's my own take. What's your take? Follow me on Twitter, CrypticYB. Or on Instagram @MustafaIsleyman. Drop me your thoughts and everything. See you guys next time. Peace.